The 5th annual Singing for Space picnic to benefit Spay, Arkansas will be May 17th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Dog Party USA. Tickets will be available at the door. Barbecue with all of the fixings, refreshments, and live music will be offered. More information available at spayarkansas.org or on Facebook at Spay, Arkansas. SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, presents its season finale concert May 10th at Walton Arts Center. Under the baton of Maestro Paul Haas, the concert will feature Mozart's Hofner Symphony and Mahler's Symphony No. 1 in D major. Tickets available at 443-5600 or sonamusic.org.
This is Ozarks at Large. According to Merriam-Webster, community is a group of people who live in the same area, or a group of people who have the same interests, like religion, race, or a unified group of individuals. Community differs greatly from person to person, from school to work, to home and family, or to a group of friends, a town, city, or country. A year-long project at Fayetteville High School explored the theory, concept, and idea of community. The project was part of the University of Arkansas's College of Education's Adopt a Classroom program. This program is funded by a grant from the Arkansas Department of Education, and places a U of A professor in an area classroom one day a month for an entire school year, with the aim of connecting students to college and what they learn to the real world. The program is designed to go into K-12 classrooms across 27 districts. This particular community program worked with juniors and seniors at FHS. It was led by Kevin Fitzpatrick, Jones Chair of Community and Family at the U of A.
It gives people like me an opportunity to see something that I don't ever get a chance to see, and that's inside a high school classroom. And newfound respect for secondary school teachers.
The project, entitled How Do You See Community, began last October when Fitzpatrick first stepped into 5 different sociology classes to teach them about issues related to community, specifically focusing on Northwest Arkansas and quality of life issues. The project concluded last week with an open house showcasing the students' work, photographs exhibiting what community looks like through each pair of eyes. Fitzpatrick says he communicated with the high schoolers a bit differently than he does his college students.
In terms of getting them to understand issues related to community and what that concept means, and how that concept looks differently to different people, because I think if you look at all these pictures, you see that there's 100 different lenses out there that are really capturing for us what our community looks like. And I don't think you can get that any other way.
He says he started this project with a sociological approach by introducing the way community is thought about. He then provided some important issues. He says there was a lot of conversation about the key components to community. Fitzpatrick says he spends more time just talking in front of a classroom at the college. Here, there was an open dialogue in which the students were allowed to formulate their own ideas.
We didn't tell them. We didn't want to in some way impact their view about community too much, because we knew we wanted to go out there, have them go out there and take pictures. So if we told them too much about what to think or how to see community, it would definitely color their perspective.
Fitzpatrick wanted the students to take their own pictures and not their teachers. High school photography teacher came into the sociology classes to give a brief tutorial on how to capture a good picture. Fitzpatrick says he was impressed with the quality of photos the students captured, many of which were done so with an iPhone or other smartphone camera. He doesn't believe that they would have taken these photographs in October based on what their ideas of community were then. They've evolved over time.
I look at these pictures, and to be able to get some of these pictures where they are now, I'm not sure that would have happened necessarily, a month into it.
Sookie Hires is the sociology teacher at FHS, and she's taken the sociology course far from its 2-section textbook beginning to a 5-section class that has become a very popular elective. Hires has previously worked with Fitzpatrick on the One Book, One Community project a couple of years ago, so letting him adopt her classroom was easy.
I enjoyed having him come in and talk to the kids, and it's nice for them to get to know that university professors aren't all ogres, that they're, you know, human beings. They're right across the street. We need to form a better connection between these two education systems.
She says this community project fit perfectly into her survey of sociology curriculum that typically addresses the different organizations that make up a community. This project brought it all together, as well as bringing the arts integration aspect into it through the photography. Heyer says, according to her students, community was a concept they hadn't consciously thought about until her course. But over time, they came to many realizations.
For one thing, that place matters and where they come from has an impact on who they are, which is a key idea of sociology. But by going out into our community and kind of looking at these ideas, have pulled together their own personal view of what community is. And I think a lot of them also realize that my view of community may be different from the person next to me. So just kind of understanding that we all have these varied viewpoints, these different perspectives.
Jenny Bryan is a senior sociology student who signed up for the course because a friend told her she had many similarities to Ms. Heyer's. Not knowing much about sociology when she began back in August, the course has turned into one of her favorites and something she now understands.
It is the study of people and like how people interact with each other and what's around you, and it's really made me pay more attention to people around me and like people watching and like observing what people do around each other, and it's gotten me into making people uncomfortable. And like we did this whole project where we had to break social norms and like do things in public that people don't normally do.
She says it was funny to realize that people act a certain way and to then mess that up and see their reactions. She says her vision of community has also changed throughout the year. She's even changed her own community, allowing her to come out of her shell a bit.
Like my community before this year was like in this tight-knit group of like two or three people, and like this year taking different classes and like talking to different people and becoming friends with more people, I have broaden my own community and like I guess gotten to know people that are different from me and like people from all over the place, and so my community is a lot bigger and not really what I would have perceived it to be 2 years ago. Like I wouldn't see myself being friends with these people and like doing all these different things, but now I'm here and I really like it and I don't want to leave.
With graduation next week, Jenny will be leaving, heading to the University of Georgia, where she will find a new community. We make our way through a crowd of students and parents to the wall where Jenny's picture hangs among the other photographs taken by students in her first period sociology class. Part of the assignment was to caption and title the picture.
I titled it Entwined, and I said this represents community because of the universality of the sky, and no matter where we are, everyone shares the same sky. And it's kind of cheesy, but when I took that picture, I was hammocking in the park with my friends, and it's just like a nice place to go, and it's like a bonding experience, and that's a place that I do go a lot, and that a lot of my friends go a lot, and a lot of different types of people go there, and I just find it to be very peaceful and like a place that is accessible to everyone.
The photo was taken from the position of lying in her hammock and is of the branches and trees intertwining overhead in the evening twilight. Though she had tried to intentionally take photos for the project, this one happened inadvertently, natural being the way to go. The U of A took control of the processing and printing of the photographs for judging and display here this evening. Each student in each class had a chance to win a cash prize for first, second, or third place out of their respective classes. So there were 15 winners total. Judges were the FHS photography teacher, plus two professors and two graduate students in the sociology department at the U of A. Jenny didn't know until this evening that her picture had earned her third place in her class and $25. Kevin Fitzpatrick announced the winners in front of the group of students and parents last week.
How about third place Jenny Bryan? Jenny, you got it. Good job. Good job, Jenny.
This is Ozarks at Large.